A pipe organ is custom designed and created for a place. When the Casavant Frere organ at the spiral-shaped Community of Christ Temple in Independence was first played nearly two decades ago, one critic called it one of the most glorious organs in North America. It was this sound and design that led the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts to also choose Casavant for their pipe organ, scheduled to debut in March. For a series called Artists in Their Own Words, I talked to Community of Christ organist Jan Krabel about the complexities and joys of the instrument.
My name is Jan Krabel, and I'm the principal organist at Community of Christ headquarters in Independence, Missouri. People are very curious about this building when they first walk in because they see this spiral spire that is part of the outside of the architecture of the building. And as you enter what is going to become the sanctuary, you ascend and you walk around half of a revolution of that spire. And so you go from what is intentionally a darker space, and as you ascend, you get lighter and lighter and lighter. And then when you get in this beautiful sanctuary, you see that the spiral continues up to the ceiling. And so it's like being in the middle of a conch shell. People look up and they usually either gasp or they become speechless just for a moment because it's such a beautiful space. I remember Garrick Olson once played with the symphony, and he talked about every note affecting how he played the next note. And on the piano, you can do that. On the organ, it's more about the complexity of multiple keyboards, and you're playing with your hands and your feet. So I can play the same pitch on the same keyboard, and I can be a trumpet player or a string player or a flute player, all of these different sounds that can be played separately or together. For this piece, my feet are going to be playing a flute sound, and my right and left hand are going to be playing kind of echoing sounds back and forth. This piece is Bach's re-envisioning of Antonio Vivaldi's Concerto for Two Violins and Orchestra. And so in this particular section, my right hand and left hand play the violin parts, and my feet play this constant D that the orchestra plays. And then later on it gets more complex, and I do actually use the computerized system. But for right now, it's just Bach the way Bach would have been heard. It's difficult to describe the sound of any organ for me because there are 102 different sounds that you can combine in various ways. So this organ can roar and it can bowl you over with just the sheer strength of the sound, and then it can whisper too. And so every program I play here, I try to show that the organ doesn't have one sound.